Lesson 11.2, page 110. Exercises 1B and 1C.
My report is on the creative use of color in different languages. Did you know that red is the color with the most common associations across cultures? When you see red, you get angry. And if you're in the red, then you owe money. In many languages, you turn red when you're embarrassed. But only in English do you cut through red tape when you have to deal with lots of government rules and regulations. But don't cheat, because people who get caught red-handed also get punished. In Spanish, you get caught with your hands in the dough. I love that image. So, red usually conjures up ideas of danger or negative consequences. Green, on the other hand, is a positive color that evokes the spring, new life, and nature. In many languages, an ecological political group is called a Green Party. As in, he's a Green Party candidate for mayor. Someone like a gardener who's very good with plants has einen grünen Daumen, a green thumb, in German and English. All you have to do is look at a traffic light to see that green means go. And when you get the green light, it means you have permission to go ahead with the plan. So green is generally positive. But color expressions aren't always black and white. Calling someone green or a greenhorn means they're too young and inexperienced to be taken seriously. And if you look green around the gills, then you probably don't feel well at all.